Hey there, Donna Ashton here, and I'm back for another episode of 4-Day Weekends. I am talking about time and energy. Today, we're talking about this as the new currency of business success. So traditional business focuses on money as the ultimate currency, and I think that could be why we are in this weird place or where money is the ultimate goal of everything. It has created this ruthless way of doing business that sacrifices everything for that dollar. And obviously, that's a very masculine way of looking at business, and it's what's been happening for a long time, but now we are shifting into a more feminine, more flow and higher frequency business energy. This really opens up the doors for many spiritual type entrepreneurs or just people who have not been able to keep up with the whole rat race, to jump in and do things in a way that felt that was not aligned with their energy, or they were like, I just can't do those weird tactics or bro marketing type things. It's probably many people who just felt they didn't like selling or those hard sales closes, or just felt sending 55 emails to get your sales may not be in alignment with the way they wanted to go, or just people like me who did all of that but have now fallen away, and the thought of it just feels, ugh, I just can't do those things anymore. It's been a slow progression, and then very quickly in the last year of I'm done with all of that. Like, it's not working anymore, and we need to move into this new earth energy. So let's talk about time, which is one of my favorite topics. If you look, even in the past 2 years, there's probably a lot about time in here. But you can always make more money, but you can never make more time. And we know that. We say that, and it sounds very cliche. But if we really think about it, when I started my business back in my 30s and 40s, I was like, oh, I'm going to make all this money, and that's all that really mattered. And that's not really the way I ran my business, but it seemed to me that was the goal, and I was willing to do more things back then than I am now. I have set up these boundaries I talked about in a different episode, but I just don't want to sacrifice my integrity or my values and my time for things that I don't love or don't want to do. And I've seen a lot of people start doing, I'm not going to do it if I don't love it. This has been a theme for a couple years now. I'm no longer doing things in my business I don't love. And not just in my business, my life. Why would I keep doing things if I don't love it? Maybe as you get into your 50s, you start to say, time is not running out. I feel I've got a lot of time, but also I just don't have as much energy as I had when I was 25 or 35. As a human design projector, I do resonate with the fact that I don't have unlimited energy, and I do get tired, and I can only do so many things in the day. So I want to do the things that I want to do, the things that hopefully will push my business forward and the things I love and enjoy. So it's not just about how much money can I make during the day. If it was just about money, I don't think I would even do the business. There came a point where I started thinking about it, and I'm like, if I had all the money in the world, would I continue to do my business? And the answer is yes. I love the things that I'm doing. It excites me bringing these things forward and helping other business owners pivot their businesses and move into this new earth entrepreneurship and raise the consciousness of their business and create a business that allows them time freedom and to do things they love in the way they love it. So I think many entrepreneurs do misvalue their time. And so this question of what truly deserves my precious time could be a great question to ask whenever you are planning out things in your business. And I'm not just talking about in January or quarterly, but even daily. What deserves my time today? What are the three things I need to get done today that I want to get done? What really deserves that? If you've ever done this where you have actually created your hourly rate when you count all the hours, you may be in for a very unpleasant surprise if you are spending a lot of time doing all these things that is not helping you bring in more clients. I'm trying to get away from this revenue generating activities. That used to be the thing that people would say, if it's not bringing in revenue, why are you doing it? I don't necessarily subscribe to that, but I think there are a lot of piddly little shiny things that we can get caught up in that we think we have to do, or someone told us to do, or we've been doing for the last 4 years, so I guess we have to keep doing it. There are a lot of things you're probably doing in the business you could either stop doing, turn over to someone else, or shift in some way to create more efficiency. Time is very valuable. And until we are no longer in this 3D timeline of linear time, we have to go with what we have right now. Let's talk about energy and that magnetic force behind your business. If we go back to traditional business of the hustle culture and the sitting down and making things happen, work extra hard to get it all done, put in the extra hours, work nights and weekends. Yes, that works to some degree. But if we instead can use our vibration, which directly impacts our business results, if we harness the power of the quantum field and the seasonal energies, your vibration and frequencies, the collective consciousness, there's a lot of things out there for us to tap into that we are probably not doing enough or at all. Even those who have the energy centers and who are super worky all the time, workaholics, or just have the energy to go all day and then take a break and then go all night, doesn't mean you should. Doesn't mean you need to. Focusing on those things we love, the things that fuel us, that do recharge us, that you love so much in your business, are the things that will renew your energy and keep the flow going. Tapping into our intuition, tapping into that collective consciousness, using the energy of the season that you're currently in will all help you to not try to swim upstream, but to go with the flow. I want to ride that lazy river. Put me in a little tube and just let me just float me down the river. It's a lot easier. Plus, you can see what's going on around you. When you're floating down the river, you can look around and look, oh, there's a beautiful tree. Oh, I see a bird. There's a friend. But if you are swimming upstream, your face is down in the water. You're thrashing. You're splashing. You're putting so much energy. Your hands are going. Your feet are kicking. You can't see anything, but your face is under the water. And that is not a way that we can continue to go for very long. But put me in a lazy river tube and I can go for a really long time. Now, it may sound easy. It's not necessarily always like that. But why not ride it when we can? Why not use what's available to us if we just ask, if we just tune in to our higher guides, to the energy of the earth and the seasons and our own vibration? Low energy will repel whatever you're trying to bring, regardless of whatever tactics you're trying to do. If you're at a low frequency, you're going to bring on things you don't want. Like, you start the day by stubbing your toe on the way to the bathroom. Then you realize you never bought any more toothpaste. Then you're complaining because there's no hot water or your husband used it all. And you can, the day starts to unravel really quickly. And low energy will just bring to you more low energy vibrational situations, rather than if we start the day happy and thinking about giving gratitude and thinking about the excitement of the day. It puts you in that to bring more of those fun things, taking a walk, listening to the birds, and all of that. It sounds like whatever, but honestly, it works. You must be thinking it works, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast of me talk about energy and all this and quantum, the fields and vibration. But now it is a scientific fact. You can go look it up if you're still unsure about how all of it works. I'm not a quantum physicist or scientist, But I know that we are starting to get science out there that proves that. Just look and just think about the two ways you could work. One, very hustling and very working from depletion and the kicking in the face in the water upstream, or one who's very aligned, who brings in the right clients, who brings in the money they need to bring in without all of the hustle and grind and is floating down the river. I know which one I pick, and that is the way I do it. So if we talk about time and energy together as this multiplication formula, that creates a powerful effect. So by honoring your time, you are protecting your energy. By cultivating your energy and giving it the space and refueling it needs, then you get things done in less time because you're not depleted or and can't think straight and making bad decisions. So you're in a place of, I'm ready, I'm on, I can do things so quickly. That sweet spot you're looking for is putting your time on energy raising activities only. Ooh, I really like that. So instead of, like I was saying earlier, the revenue generating activities, we're talking about energy raising activities. Because the higher your energy is raised, the more results you're going to see, the more everything's going to flow, and the more everything's just going to fall in line for you. So think about what you might be doing right now that is taking you away from that. If you're like, oh, I can't stand these daily social posts, I don't want to do it. The energy that you're putting into that is wah. So you're going to get exactly what you're putting out. That's the way the universe works. It's a big mirror. You get back what you put out. So if you're like, I can't stand these posts, I just have to hurry up and get them done, or you're just having someone else do them for you, or AI's writing them for you, it's all coming from a low energy, and that's not going to get you the results you need or want. So maybe instead of doing daily posts that no one's looking at, you can do a monthly moon ritual email or something that feels aligned with you once a month or even once every other week, or do something that does feel aligned. Because if your energy is in it, if you love it and you can't wait to do it, then that's where your energy goes, and that's what people will be attracted to. So I hope this is making sense. Less time plus higher energy equals better results. Let's wrap it up here with one thing for you to implement today. So take a look, do a little energy audit, track your energy levels after your activities this week. Right? Pause for a minute. Even if you don't have time to do it throughout the day, you can do it at the end of the day. Think about what you did during the day. What juiced you up? What was the best thing ever? What brought you down? What was like, oh, I never want to do that again, or I hate to do that, even if it's once a week. Start to take notes on that and pause long enough to see, and eliminate the lowest energy tasks or delegate them. See how you can move these over. I talk about an example of my weekly newsletter. I'm doing a weekly podcast right here, of course. And then I was like, I'm doing a podcast, then I have to come up with a weekly newsletter. When I looked at it, I love doing the podcast. I can talk all day and it's something I love. Not that I don't love to write, but it felt like I didn't have the energy to come up with yet another topic. So I thought, why don't I just use the podcast as the basis of the newsletter? Here's what's going on this week, and here's what I'm talking about over in the podcast. I just gave a couple sentences about what I was talking about in the podcast, linked to the podcast, and had people go over there and listen so that it was something quick and easy. I didn't have to create something new, and it worked for me. The energy was great. I had a lot of people now listening to podcasts, so it was a win-win for me. Protect your highest energy times for your most important work. If you don't already know when you work best, check out the book by Daniel Pink called When. We'll link it below. And it talks about your time. You probably have heard this, night owls or morning larks, but it's a really good book to understand our cyclical circadian rhythms and when in the day we have these normal dips and all of that and why that all happens. and honor your own time and your own energy cycles. If I do something after 2:30 in the day, I'm basically useless. So I try really hard not to schedule anything around these early afternoon hours. It's a huge dip in my energy. If I take a break, go outside and do something, I can come back maybe around 4:30 or 5 if I need to finish something. I'm working on a creative project at 5 o'clock, peak back up. But I know if I have to do something during that downtime, it won't go well for me. I feel like knowing that I can do the best work earlier in the morning when I'm really focused. And then finally, saying no to time-intensive, energy-draining activities. What can you just say no to? If somebody's asking you to do something you don't want to do, it's okay to say no. And if you don't think it is, check I think it's next week's boundaries episode. We talk about people pleasing in there. As we're moving into this new earth economy, time and energy management isn't self-care. It's a strategy for your business. It's like vital for what we're doing. If you want to work in this way, you have to protect yourself and create your business in a way that supports your time and energy. All right, until next time, I will see you then.